It was 1745 when the Pink, Nuestra Señora de Monserrate San José, sailed from Barcelona toward Cadiz. The old saying goes, fortune favours the bold. Due to the so-called War of Jenkins' Ear with the British, the convoys of the fleet of the Indies had not gone to sea for a long time, and the Crown, battered and with empty pockets, had decided to authorise trips to merchants brave enough to risk their life and fortune. This was the first trip organised from Catalonia. Francisco Chiqués from Canet was the captain, and the rest of the crew were from the countryside, some even his relatives. In the holds they carried brandy, wine, vinegar, almonds and raisins, paper and threads, tools. The ship was full of products to sell overseas. It was a magnificent opportunity. They set sail at the end of October. The Pink was a strong ship, ready to cross the Atlantic and withstand the autumn winds. But without the protection of the Royal Fleet, they were not able to escape the English pirates. They were captured and lost the cargo and the ship. In December 1746, the Pink San Francisco de Paula sailed from Cadiz. It was the second Catalan attempt to trade directly with America. Francisco de Clota and Jaume Cambins, the owners of the ship, bankrupted themselves in order to finance the trip, but the risk was worth it. Although the war continued, the situation in the Atlantic seemed more stable, and they fully trusted the crew and their captain, Joan Ferré. The ship carried a wide range of cargo. In the Americas, everything was needed, and selling the cargo would be easy. With the profits, they would fill the hold again with colonial products to sell in Europe. If business went well, they would make more trips. What they didn't know was that the trip would be a nightmare. It took them more than 2 months to cross the Atlantic Ocean. They dodged pirates and endured bad weather during the voyage, but the greatest misfortune awaited them on the coast. When they arrived at the port of Veracruz, the San Francisco sank. The crew and part of the cargo were rescued, but the most important thing, the ship, was lost. They say third time lucky. The Allegra Gibert Company tried it one more time. They built a 229-ton frigate with 18 cannons, Nuestra Señora de Monserrate San Antonio. They called it the Pearl of Catalonia, and perhaps the name was a premonition. Its captain was Francesc Milans. These people left nothing to chance. They invested 3 years in preparing the expedition before the frigate set sail from Barcelona on the 12th of July, 1749, loaded with products of all kinds. They made a stopover at Cadiz, and on August the 2nd, they set sail. It was the best time of year for an expedition, and the war with England was over. The cards were good, and the game should be played to the end. With no obstacles and good luck, they arrived in Veracruz and carried out excellent business. They returned with a cargo that consisted of Campeche ink, fine cochineal, cotton, vanilla, and a good quantity of money. At last, the risk was worth it. This was the first of La Perla's many trips from Catalonia to America. For more than 30 years, it crossed the Atlantic, and alongside it, hundreds of Catalan ships.